folks, this is Pastor Butch Paul, and yes, I am here in place of Melody Cederstrom. No, I'm not Melody. I'm not an expert at what she does. I'm doing the best I can to fill in for her while she takes some much, much deserved time off. That lady has put so many years in on what she does and never complains or whines about it. Just does it, and she's there for y'all all the time. I know you appreciate her. I know that I do. But this is us. It's me today. This is the Financial Survival, and I want to do my best to fill in for her day. I have some very, very important news to share with y'all. I mean, some very, very, very important news. So after the first segment, I'm gonna play a clip for you that you might want to pay attention to very closely, and I'll share that more about that in a minute. But the news today is, we'll say, powerful, to say the least. Before getting into that, let's get into the markets. Gold was up again today. $10, $1,527. Like that. Silver's up 14 cents, $17.99. Platinum up 10, $9.78. Palladium up 7, up 1941. The Dow went up also, folks. 28,792, up 253 points. The NASDAQ, 9,068, up 95. Wow. S&P, 3250, up 19. The 10-year yield was down to 1.88, down 0.1. Oil was down, 61.12, down 10 cents. No big deal, not a big change, but down. But it's refreshing to see gold and silver gaining ground, even while the markets are going up. Used to be when the markets went up, the gold and silver come down. Gold and silver are gaining ground no matter what happens, it seems like. The markets are inflated. I think the reaction from around the world is they know it, not just our market, the world's markets. That's why countries are stocking up on gold and other precious metals, and we're seeing this happen. So there's a reason for it, and that's why Melody's on the program and on the air talking to you all about every day, trying to get you to understand the importance of having something to back up what wealth you may have with something tangible. Not on paper in a bank somewhere or in some receipt somewhere stored away in a safe, but a tangible product in your own hand, in your hand, that you can get access to if you need it. Call her at 800-375-4188. Now, Carla will be there. Carla will be taking care of the business side of the situation. Well, Melody's taking a little time off. You call Carla up and tell her I sent you over. 800-375-4188. I'm going to get started on some facts and figures that happened in 2019. Now, folks, it's hard to believe that we're in 2020. Not only a new year, but another new decade. How long has it been since 2010? How about the year 2000, the big year 2000, Y2K, remember that? How fast did 20 years pass? And my question to you is this. Has our nation and the world become a more stable place in the last 20 years or not? Let's look at some figures here I think you find very interesting. I'm not going to read them all to you, but these are important. According to a Gallup poll that was just released, Barack Obama and Donald Trump came in tied for the most admired man in America this year. They both got 18% in the survey, and no other man had more than 2%. Obama and Trump, wow, opposites but still the same. Think about that. At 10%, Michelle Obama topped the list in the Gallup poll for the most admired woman in America. Global stocks have increased in value by more than $25 trillion in over the past 10 years. Can you say bubble? Wow. In the United States, 84% of all stocks are owned by the wealthiest 10% of all Americans. Let me repeat that. 84% of all stocks are owned by the wealthiest 10% of all Americans. The U.S. government is now $23 trillion in debt that we know of, folks. That we know of. That they admit to. Over the last 12 months alone, we have added $1.1 trillion to the national debt. Every single hour, every day, we are stealing more than $100 million from future generations of Americans. Repeat that to you again. Every single hour of every single day, we are stealing more than $100 million from future generation Americans. Wow. U.S. corporations are now close to $10 trillion in debt. Total corporate debt has now reached 47% of U.S. GDP. That is the highest level in our history. Let that sink in. Higher than 1920s? Higher than 2008? Yeah. Total U.S. household debt is about to cross $14 trillion mark. Household debt is about to cross $14 trillion mark. A study that was recently released found that 70% of all Americans are struggling financially right now. 7 out of 10 Americans, folks, are having a hard time paying the bills. I'm sure you know some of them. The average family in the United States cannot afford to buy a home in 71% of the country. The average family in the United States cannot afford to buy a home. I remember that was a dream for everybody. I do. 58 million jobs in the United States pay less than $793 a week. According to the Social Security Administration, now pay attention, 50% of all Americans make less than $33,000 a year. Some of y'all probably don't make any more than that, maybe less. That's huge. 50% of all Americans make less than $33,000 a year. 63% of the jobs that have been created in the United States since 1990, folks, 30 years ago, have been low-wage jobs. That's why they started calling McDonald's a manufacturing job. Yeah, they did. Manufacturing jobs are going down, so they started calling McDonald's a manufacturing job. Now, why would they do that? The numbers look better, don't they? But since 1990, 30 years ago, 63% of the jobs have been low-paying jobs. Roughly 40 million Americans struggle with food insecurity. I've been blessed all my life. Never had to worry about something to eat. Now, I realized growing up, we eat a lot of beans and taters and cornbread. I thought that was wonderful. I had no problem with that. I still like beans, taters, and cornbread. But I didn't know that we were lacking what a lot of people may have had. We didn't know. But 40 million Americans struggle with food insecurity. Over the past decade, the suicide rate among young Americans has risen by 56%. People, these are sorry figures, but they're true. There's no point in trying to deny these things are true. There's no point in trying to hide from them and say, well, let's talk about the good news. Yeah, there's good news. Jesus Christ saves. And in the end, we win. Those that are born again have nothing to fear in eternity. But we live in a real world right now. Whether I'm a born again believer in Jesus Christ or not, or whether no matter who I am, these figures affect me and my family. So don't give me this negative thing. Well, what? You're talking about negative stuff here. That makes me feel bad. I'm telling you the truth. Unless you're somebody really special that you can slide out of all these problems and live in your own heaven on earth, I mean, then that's different. I mean, most of us live in the real world. The suicide rate for the overall population increased by 41% from 1999 and 2016. Did you hear that? The suicide rate overall population increased 40% between 1999 and 2016. According to the recent survey of 2,000 adults, a whopping 88% of all Americans believe that the holiday season is the most stressful time of the year. And no doubt that's true. Matter of fact, that's when the suicide rate goes up. 48 million Americans still have holiday debt from last year. 48 million Americans still paying from last year's debt. That is foolishness, folks. That is absurd. 23% of all U.S. children live with a single parent. That's the highest rate in the entire world by a wide margin. Repeat that again. 23%, almost a quarter of all U.S. children live with a single parent. That's the highest rate in the entire world by a wide margin. Would that be speaking of the fact that America's families are under attack and going down quickly? Now this, folks, is a fulfillment of prophecy for sin. The U.S. fertility rate has fallen 15% since 2007 and is now the lowest level ever recorded. That's a curse in Deuteronomy 28 when you find out that sin makes a low fertility rate. It's sin, folks, causing this. Today, I forgot one here somewhere. Let's see. I'm trying to find where it was. I don't want to miss that. Yeah, I can't find. Okay, yeah. Today, approximately 40% of all babies born in America are to unmarried women. Almost half of all babies born in America are to unmarried women. That is called fornication or adultery. And now we're seeing why these curses upon this country. Today, almost half of all homeless people in the entire nation live in the state of California. Over half of all California voters have considered leaving the state. According to the American Bar Association survey, only 38% of all Americans know that the U.S. Constitution is the highest law in the land. And I understand where they're coming from. I mean, a little better than a third know that the Constitution is important, although the Bible should be the highest law of the land, period. The Constitution may be based somewhat on that, but the Bible is the highest law of the land. The Constitution should be recognized as the Constitution. 58% of all American adults under the age of 35 agree that some version of socialism would be good for the country. Folks, we've been socialistic since the 1930s at least, with the working people of America, Social Security, and many, many things. So we are almost completely socialist now. Almost one-third of all U.S. millennials are still living with their parents. What a sad statement. Almost one-third of people up to age 35, and older even, are still living with their parents. According to the Pew Research Center, only 65% of Americans now consider themselves to be Christians. That is the lowest level ever recorded. Wow. Within the last 365 days, there have been approximately 37,000 earthquakes of at least 1.5 magnitude in the United States. The upcoming election is a significant source of stress for 56% of the U.S. adults. A survey, now pay attention, but this will lead into the next segment on what I want to cover for you. A survey that was conducted a couple of months ago found that 67% of all Americans believe we are on the edge of civil war. And I cannot argue that point at all. Matter of fact, I'm going to play a clip for you at the first break that I don't want you to miss. I'll tell you more about that in a minute, but keep that one thought in mind, that a bunch of people think we're going to civil war. 67%. Almost 7 out of 10 people think we're going to be going to civil war. And I do not disagree with that at all. I don't. I wish I could. But when I get through with this today, you'll find out why I say I'm almost certain it's going to happen. Now back to the election. We're back to the idea that who's running for president. Bernie Sanders, bless his little heart, raised more than $34.5 million in a blowout fourth quarter. Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign said it raised more than $34.5 million in the fourth quarter. The total easily tops the fundraising halls of Pete Buttigieg and Andrew Yang, the other 2020 Democrat candidates who have announced how much they raised in the quarter. It likely leaves Sanders, who began the quarter suffering a heart attack, plenty of cash to deploy before nominating contests start in February. Wow. Now, he raised $34.5 million. Trump raised $46 million in the first quarter. President Trump's re-election campaign said Thursday it raised $46 million during the last quarter of 2019, marking its best ever haul despite the impeachment fervor. It starts a year flush with cash, nearly $100 million on hand, as Democrats kick off their nomination battle in Iowa about a month. So they really think that probably that the impeachment hearings drove the donations up, and I have no doubt that's true. I think it was a farce myself. Now, folks, I am not a Trump fan. I'm not a Hillary fan. I'm not any mainstream politician, Democrat, Republican, or independent. Bernie Sanders, independent, I'm not his fan. I'm not their fans. I don't trust them. I don't believe in them. I know that they can't change the country, only God can. And that ain't going to happen to the people repent, and I don't see it happening. Financially, folks, America is in a huge bind. We really and truly are. I mean, I'm not making this up at all. We're in a bind that's unbelievably deep, and I'm afraid it's going to get much, much worse, because I can't see this coming out any differently in the end financially. As long as we keep playing the games with fiat currency, and we keep doing credit after credit after credit to keep everything running, it can't change. As a matter of fact, the Fed added 56 point, now pay attention to this wording, $56.72 billion to the markets for calm start to 2020. Central Bank had been ready to offer a massive amount of money to ensure rates wouldn't endure too much volatility over the year's end. After navigating a quiet into money market trading in 2019, greeted by a massive wave of central bank liquidity, the Federal Reserve of New York injected, now listen, a modest amount, only $56.72 billion, into the financial markets. A modest amount of almost $57 billion. A modest amount. That means to date, we have put about $3 trillion into the financial markets to keep them afloat. $3 trillion made up worthless bitches on computers, but yet that bank calls it money to keep the markets going. Isn't that amazing? And the markets are going higher and higher. I wonder why. Could $3 trillion of cash infusion make things look like they're improving? I think obviously it can, and it is. It's all facade, people. When it comes to an end, it's going to hurt like you know what. Now, I'm going to prepare for what I'm going to play for you after the first break. Now, I want you to listen very carefully. You'll be listening to Deborah Tavares sharing her information. And folks, she's always right on the money. On December 26th, last week, the UN made an unprecedented move. Now, here's the headline. Now, you'll hear it all in somewhat detail in just a couple minutes. But it says, why is the UN hiring English-speaking disarmament officers in New York? The UN is hiring English-speaking, doesn't mean they speak English as their main language, disarmament officers in New York. This what's happening in Virginia, my friends, I do believe could be a prelude to something much bigger than we ever dreamed. About a month ago, when this started happening in Virginia pretty heavily, I had a phone call from someone that, a little bit in the inside, who told me the UN's backing this. And I didn't disbelieve the person. I just didn't know it was true or not. I didn't. But something's coming down that the UN's posted a help wanted sign, so to speak, about wanting to find disarmament officers to, I guess, pave the way of just helping the people understand that they need to surrender their weapons and probably someone who will say is not afraid to seize what they have to if necessary. Now, after this break, I'm going to reintroduce it very quickly. I'm going to play the clip. I'm going to play the clip for you. I want you to pay attention, not to what I say, but what's been said by the UN itself. I'm telling you, folks, prepare yourself. Call Melody right away at 800-375-4188. Do it now while you can. Back in the break.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All right, you folks, we are back. I'm gonna play a clip for you just in a second here, but understand what this is. Please pay attention to what you listen to. Virginia sheriffs and counties are saying we're not going to obey an unconstitutional law. The governor says you can't do that because even though the sheriffs say they're not going to obey it, they can't break the law themselves, which is a bunch of hogwash. The sheriff's the highest law office in the land, period. But nonetheless, listen to this clip, please, from Deborah Tavares, and listen to the first of it with President Trump speaking there for a minute. Go ahead and talk. Please play it, Todd.
I'm Donald Trump. We're going to be signing and registering national emergency because we have an invasion of drugs, invasion of gangs, invasion of people, and it's unacceptable.
You have just heard Donald Trump, the CEO of USA Inc. Certainly, all of you hopefully by now understand that the United States was collateralized by the United Nations, the international bankers, and the IMF in 1933, and we are the enemy. So with that in mind, we're going to break into a news story that is discussing the New York and United Nations office recruits. So we will discuss that now. This is a news alert from StopTheCrime.net. Today is January 1st, 2020. This article that I'm about to discuss was literally posted on December 26th of 2019, just a few days ago. It's entitled New York UN Office Recruits Paramilitary Troops for Disarmament and Reintegration of U.S. Civilians. The job requires experience in disarmament affairs, political analysis, or national military or paramilitary service. It goes on to tell us that the United Nations is now accepting job applications in New York City, New York, again, for disarmament, demobilization, and reintegration officers to contribute to security and stability in post-conflict environments. Now, I want to add right now, and it's most important for you to go to StopTheCrime.net, to the YouTube video channel, and take a look at some of our recent postings on how many of our cities have been hardening up inside their meeting rooms to prevent us, the people, from interfering with their governmental programs. You'll see that on StopTheCrime.net. I'm not going to read this entire article to you. I'm going to go over some of the high points. This will be in a link for you to read entirely. It is extremely important that everyone understand what is happening and what will be happening. They go on to talk about that the job listing was posted to the UN Careers homepage, again on December 21st of 2019, and notes that female candidates are strongly encouraged to apply for the position because the United Nations Secretariat is committed to achieving 50-50 gender balance in its staff. Goes on to discuss how the forces operate under the Intergovernmental Organization's Department of Peace Operations to assist the member states, including the United States, in boots-on-the-ground capacity. Again, boots-on-the-ground capacity. At this moment, I would urge all of you to watch the YouTube video entitled The Report from Iron Mountain, which is on StopTheCrime.net. They go on to talk about, in this UN document of recruiting, the job listings describe the UN's core values as integrity, professionalism, and respect for diversity. And what we understand and know of the UN's core values, it is behind massive genocide programs. So again, it talks about how applicants eager to conduct field missions are required to have 7 years of relevant experience in disarmament affairs, political analysis, or national military or paramilitary service, and an advanced university degree, such as a master's degree or equivalent, in disarmament affairs, military studies, political affairs, economics, international relations, or related field. So the most important thing to glean out of the requirement of educational background is the fact that they're wanting people that have been substantially indoctrinated in the illusion that there is patriotism and that there is peace and tranquility, and that this will not become, as it is saying, a paramilitary operation. So this is to keep those employed that will ascribe to the misinformation of what the country has become, the United States of America, Inc. But they go on to talk about that the UN describes the disarmament and demobilization and reintegration protocol as a complex process with political, military, security, and humanitarian and socioeconomic dimensions. And I'm going to describe what the demobilization is, and they tell us that it's a formal and controlled discharge of active combatants from armed forces or other armed groups, that the first stage of demobilization may extend from processing of individual combatants in temporary centers to massing of troops in camps designated for this purpose. And they go on to say cantonment sites, which are encampments and assembly areas or barracks. The second stage of demobilization encompasses the support package provided to the demobilization, which is called reinsertion. They go on to talk about how the UN website notes that it is important to break outside of the traditional view of the DDR participants as only being adult males carrying weapons, and remember that DDR participants and beneficiaries may fit all types of profiles, including female, ex-combatants, and women associated with armed forces and groups, children, youth, the elderly, and persons living with disabilities. The finalization of this article states that UN hopefuls hoping to work in New York and contribute to security and stability in post-conflict environments can submit their applications to become DDR officers between December of 2019 through February of 2020. Again, I can't urge everyone, having just heard what you've heard me read and then reading the link of this entirely for yourselves, and then referring to the report from Iron Mountain. Now, I know for many, the report from Iron Mountain drags along in the video format. I know that for many, you will see it linking to Christian comparisons in biblical prophecies, but I would ask that you do not let that dissuade you from watching this report and understanding this was foretold. So was the quote that John F. Kennedy left us with and warned us that it is a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy. So I would ask that all of you continue to sign up on StopTheCrime.net on our YouTube video channel. hit the bell notification so that you are advised of all of the videos that we are posting in this new era of 2020. And we are spinning into the absolute diabolical reality of what it means to live in sustainable development rules, goals, and regulations that are descending upon us quickly at this time. Be safe, everyone. Deborah Tavares reporting on the scene and about another part of the crime.
All righty, folks. You heard it very clearly, I think, from Deborah. She does a great job reporting on this. And by the way, this is January 2nd, 2020. This is the day after that she brought that out. January 2nd, 2020. You heard it. What all this is going to entail, I have no idea. Could it blow into something big enough that the UN will get involved? That is a very high likely possibility, and it really is. Now, if you have any comments you want to share with me today, you're welcome to call if you like. You can call us at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Now, if you listen to this at 4 o'clock Eastern today, this will be recorded and replayed tonight, so don't try to call tonight. No one will be there to answer the phone. This should be recorded at 8 o'clock p.m. tonight on 6115. But if you want to call, or if you want talk to me, you can at 844-769-2944. I'd love to hear from you. This is serious, folks. This could blow into something really, really huge. Something that you and I have never faced. Obviously, there's a war between the states in 1861 and 1865. I'm not going to just get into reasons why that happened. We'll know which side I think was right. But I'm just going to tell you this, that we may be facing something similar, only worse. Because UN troops didn't exist back in 1861. The UN hadn't even thought of yet. It was Americans against Americans, basically. I know there was some outside influence. I realize that. I do know that. But I just know that this could be something much, much worse. We live in a society today when the people are not nearly as moral and solid in their moral beliefs as they were back in the 1860s. Obviously, that's true. And when things get a little tough today, who knows what could happen? The 1920s with the Great Depression, things got rough. But again, the people were still somewhat moral, and they could be, they kind of worked together, and things, they pulled together in a lot of different ways. Today, that's no longer the case. We're polarized very much so. And the moral decadence of America today is unbelievable. So about 100 years ago when this happened the first time, compare it today and we'll see what happens as far as another depression, and maybe God forbid, a American blood being shed on American soil. We'll see. I just want to share with you. Now you know. And now you know why I tell you when I talk to you, you need to think about the future. I can't tell you folks what the future holds. I'm not a prophet. But I do know that a wise man, according to the Bible, sees trouble coming and prepares for it. That's going to scriptures. 800-375-4188 to talk to Melody. Now let's move on. U.S. combat deaths in Afghanistan highest in years. 17 service members died in Afghanistan in 2019. The highest number since 2015, according to a year-end tally compiled by the Department of Defense, reported by Army Times. 14 of the fallen service members were from the Army, while 3 were Marines. The soldiers killed included Green Berets, an Army Ranger, and 3 paratroopers. Last year, the list of fatalities caused by hostile actions surpassed the death toll of 2018, when 13 service members died. In 2017, 11 died. In 2016 and 2015, the number of military fatalities resulting from hostile actions was 9 and 10, respectively. Now, folks, this has been a war we've been in now for, what, 20 years? We're still there. I mean, you figure it out. What are we doing there? What's our goal? Move on to something else that's heating up right now. You already know about what's going on in Iran and Iraq. First wave of 750 paratroopers leaves for the Middle East in response to attack on U.S. embassy in Baghdad, with thousands more set to deploy after Trump said Iran would pay a big price. First wave of soldiers from the 82nd Airborne Division deployed from Fort Bragg to Kuwait on New Year's Day. Paratroopers with the infantry battalion from the immediate response force will bolster U.S. presence. Comes in response to violent assault on U.S. Embassy in Baghdad by a mob of 6,000 pro-Iranian militiamen. Attack was repelled by rapid reaction force of 100 Marines, and the militiamen withdrew from the area. Deployment comes as U.S. relations with Iran rapidly fray in a tit-for-tat escalation of violence. We're going to continue that in a minute. But you notice, folks, that they call the bad guys militiamen. Well, what were the men who stood up to fight for our liberties in 1775? They were militiamen. Isn't that amazing? I mean, how they use words to change meanings and how they do that to make this a bad word. But nonetheless, things are heating up now in Iraq. Up to 4,000 U.S. troops could deploy to the Middle East amid Baghdad unrest. The U.S. Army's 82nd Airborne Division Alert Brigade has been issued orders to deploy rapidly to Kuwait amid the unrest in Baghdad, three U.S. defense officials told Fox News on Tuesday. At least 750 paratroopers are set to deploy in the region. Sorry, happened. The alert brigade of roughly 4,000 paratroopers, known as DRB, the Division Ready Brigade, have been told to prepare for a possible deployment in the days ahead after hundreds of Iranian-backed militiamen tried to storm the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad Tuesday. Within that alert brigade, three rifle battalions had a certain alert sequence, 18 hours, 36 hours, and 54 hours for the third. The entire brigade has a 96-hour alert window to deploy. So, I don't know what's going to happen there. Well, we don't. I don't know how serious it's going to be. I don't know what's going to happen out of this. But if you know anything about history, and folks, being from the era of Vietnam and being part of that, and looking back, after I learned how we were duped into that war like every other war that we've been duped into, I can see how we started out with light deployment. When Johnson lied about the Gulf of Tonkin incident that never happened, we started sending troops in not for advisory role, but the actual combat. It increased up to almost 400,000 before it was over with. This could be another scenario. But Iran, by the way, is not keeping quiet about this. I'll show you that after the break, what they're saying, because Russia and China are and will continue to back Iran. This is not going to be like walking in, slapping the wrist, and walking out. It's not going to happen that way. It's not going to be that easy, not nearly that easy. And I don't want to see this happen. With what we're seeing happening here on the home front, with the situations in Virginia and other states, and the UN coming in to say they want to hire people to confiscate guns from U.S. citizens. With that being said, and this going on over there, can you see the turmoil gaining ground everywhere? Back at the break.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com, or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Folks, the line's open. If you want to talk to me, 844-769-2944. And this Thursday, like I said, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the 2nd of January. Now it's actually about 4:41. But if you want to call and talk to me, you can. But then don't try to call tonight at 8 o'clock broadcast because nobody's going to be there. This is a recorded program at 8 o'clock tonight. Now, back to Iran's response to what America is saying. Oh, I don't want to see this happen. I really don't. If we get involved with Iran, Russia and China will get involved also. This will be a nasty, nasty wake up. Iran said we have the power to break them several times over. Iranian general warns he is not afraid of war after Donald Trump threatened to make Tehran pay a big price for an embassy attack. Trump said that he was holding Iran fully responsible for Tuesday's carnage. A pro-Iran mob besieged U.S. embassy in Baghdad and set the blaze. Islamic Revolutionary Guards Commander Hossein Salami said, "We are not afraid of any war, and we tell America to speak correctly with the Iranian nation." Tuesday's protests came after U.S. airstrikes on pro-Iran militia based in Iraq. Folks, I don't know what all behind this, and you don't either. I have no idea who's behind it. I do not take our government's word for good morning. They've lied to us so many times. I wouldn't trust them. I wouldn't trust any Department of Justice, no matter who may be, and law enforcement. I don't trust them. I just don't. And I don't see anything that's happened to change my mind. I don't. Because we've been lied to so many times and ensnared in so many different wars and conflicts over false accusations. So I don't know who's behind this. Is it really Iran and they're mad at us? Or is it us putting people inside Iran and Iraq to instigate these things? I don't know. But either way, if we go to war, it's going to mean the death of a lot more people, both sides. We'll see. Different news. Move on now. If you want to call, you can, like I said. So many people, now listen to this, have fled California. The state may lose multiple seats in Congress. And you know, this may sound harsh, but that's no big deal. California's done nothing but drag us down for years. California is poised to lose multiple congressional seats after the 2020 census for the first time in the state's history, thanks to an exodus of more than 200,000 people between 2018 and 2019. Folks, 1 year, 200,000 people left the state. So that's according to the Los Angeles Times. Top destinations include Texas, Arizona, Nevada, Oregon, Washington, and Colorado. It's got a lot to do with dispersion from California to the rest of the West, said senior Brookings fellow William Frey. Arizona, Texas, and Colorado are all big destinations for California migrants, and they are all gaining seats. About 203,000 people left California in that period, a result of the state's shifting migration patterns and economic strains that are making it harder for living here. New York, Illinois, New Jersey, Massachusetts, and Louisiana also saw large losses to other states. California's potential loss in reapportionment, which will be determined by next year's census count, will drop the seat number of seats in the U.S. House of Representatives from 53 to 52, said William Frey, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institute, L.A. Times. So we'll see. I don't know. I mean, people are leaving the state. That's happened in a lot of different states. you have to go folks where you can pay the bills, I assume. And I like to think Arizona and some other places are better. Although I know in Colorado, their government has become so, their state government has become so liberal that I don't think I want to live there at all. And every place in the state is zoned. You can't build a building on your property without permission from somebody there. I don't live in a state like that. We're, in West Virginia, nothing here is zoned unless you live in a city. Nothing here out here in the rural area is zoned. I can build what I want to, do what I want to. And that's why I want to keep it. Farmers got billions from the taxpayers in 2019, and hardly anyone objected. Now, I'm going to say this, moving with the article. Of all the people in the world that I don't mind seeing tax dollars to, I say I'd not take it back. That I mind the least seeing tax dollars go to, maybe the farmers are the ones that I would mind the least. In 2019, the federal government delivered an extraordinary financial aid package to America's farmers. Farm subsidies jumped to their highest level in 14 years, most of them paid out without any action by Congress. The money flowed to farms like Robert Henry's. When I visited in early July, many of his fields near New Madrid, Missouri, had been flooded for months, preventing him from working in them. The soybeans that he did manage to grow had fallen in value. China wasn't buying them in retaliation for Trump's administration's tariffs. Then that's when the government stepped in. Some of the aid came from long familiar programs. Government subsidized crop insurance that covered some of their losses from flooding. Other payments were unprecedented. The U.S. The U.S. Department of Agriculture simply sent him a check to compensate him for the new losses resulting from the trade war. Trump money is what we call it, Henry said. Trump money. I like it. Trump money. It helped a lot, and it's my understanding they're going to do it again. Indeed, a few weeks later, the USDA announced another $16 billion in trade-related aid to farmers. It came on top of the previous year's $12 billion package for a grand total of $28 billion in 2 years. About $19 billion of that money had been paid out by the end of 2019, and the rest will be paid in 2020. So, dare I say that Trump's buying some good votes? I don't know. Let's go to Neil, and let's just talk to Neil. Neil, you there? Welcome.
Hi, Beth, Pastor Butch. It's Neil again from New York. How are you doing?
Yes, sir. I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Good. I just want to thank you for all the statistics you had in the beginning, and I also want to thank you about this UN disarmament activity that's going on. I think that's very interesting. About 8 months ago, we talked. I have some people I talk with every Monday. Two ex-Green Berets, one Marine, three tour in Vietnam. And we came to the conclusion over 8 months ago that the UN was going to intervene in the United States for these civil unaffairs. It's kind of amazing how this was formalized by what you said tonight. I'm amazed by this.
Well, you know, I was, as I said on the air, I was about a month ago, right when this first started, I got a phone call. Somebody said, the UN behind this? And the gentleman that called me, I would say if I were going to grade him, he's 80% right. So I didn't take it lightly, but I couldn't prove it. I didn't have anything in my hand to say on the air this is what's happening. Now that I got this information in my hand, the document's actually there, I can say the UN is behind this. The UN is ready to intercede. And maybe Virginia, Neil, is going to be the catalyst to kick this whole thing off.
I hear that all the time about Virginia. There's another a person that's worth listening to. His name is Matt Bracken, a former Navy SEAL, and he said about the same thing, what was going to happen. And he said that the people in the suburbs or whatever in the country of Virginia are not going to tolerate this at all.
No, how can they? How can they? And I'll say this, that this doesn't make me feel comfortable, but doesn't change the facts. When I study this situation, and I do pray, I actually do pray about these things, Neil. I do ask for discernment, and our God told me that you didn't take time to protect the most innocent life in the world, that's unborn babies. 70 million have died on 70 million have died on our watch. Now, and he didn't tell me that I shouldn't stand up and fight for the Second Amendment. He didn't say that, but he more or less told me, why would I protect a nation that forgot my youngest creation? Why would I protect a nation like that? So America is going to pay hell. You know that.
Oh, I absolutely do. And you know, I've noticed the same thing. I go to a church regularly all the time. And I've seen a dramatic decrease in people going to services in my lifetime, and I don't know if it's the same down your neck of the woods. It's very
disturbing. It is everywhere. Everywhere.
Yeah, I think the worst thing culminated last time I visited friends at Thanksgiving. And you know what? Not one person there Father, to give thanks to God at Thanksgiving. It was about thanks for the cooking and all this stuff. And I realized what I had observed was a pagan Thanksgiving. It was disgusting.
It is disgusting. It really is. And you know, and to me, the Thanksgiving was the only really Christian holiday we have. I really like Thanksgiving because I want to take time to understand, Neil, that every time I got a bite to eat and a place to sleep, I should be thankful.
Yes. One last comment I have. You mentioned how people are leaving California. This is amazing. Probably 40 years ago, I lived in Idaho. And there used to be signs out saying, don't Californicate Oregon. Don't Californicate Washington. Because what was happening, these people were leaving the states and still voting liberal, pushing the other states into massive taxation.
Yes,
and they
can't
figure out what's going on. This amazes me.
It is. And
yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say it is, and to know that they're actually bringing in foreign nationals to do the same thing by the millions.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. And last thing, I want to thank you because I know you endorsed the Silver Eagles, and I bought some Silver Eagles from Melody, and I think it was a pretty good idea, and I want to thank you for that.
Oh, you're more than welcome. I like them. I do. That's my favorite coins, although I know gold is, you know, a much more worthy coin as far as finances, financial. But the Silver Eagle, I like to give them to my grandchildren for gifts. And sometimes other people that care for, I might give them a Silver Eagle. And to me, that's a great gift for a couple of reasons. First off, it's worth more than a silver dollar. I mean, it's worth more than dollars. Worth about $22 now. But it's something of that value they can keep from now on.
Yeah, I agree. I just want to talk to you, and again, I'm glad for all the information you gave today. I'm going to definitely bring it to our next coffee meeting. We're going to discuss what happened here.
Well, God bless you, man. And check out PastorBush.com. You'll find a lot of things on there, okay?
Okay, good enough. Thank you.
All right, folks. If you want to call, you can. We have a few minutes left. 844-769-2944. This next article I want to share part of it, I thought was a good article because it spoke some common sense. 2019 was a bad year for the only cop should have guns narrative. And I like this. On December 29th, an armed gunman entered the West Freeway Church of Christ in Texas and shot two members of the congregation. Within 6 seconds, a third member of the congregation drew a weapon and shot the gunman dead. The events were captured on a live stream video with the dramatic events in the minds of many observers, highlighting the benefits of privately owned firearms as a defense against armed criminals. Moreover, the gunman, who had a criminal history, by the way, folks, he had been deported 8 times. He's illegal, nonetheless. Obtained his gun illegally and demonstrated one of the central pitfalls of the gun control narrative, namely that those with criminal intent are not easily restrained by laws controlling access to firearms. Oh, that's common sense. Criminals don't care about the law. That's why they're criminals. The guy had been deported 8 times, according to another source. He was a legal alien, and here he is. The church gave him food, but we're not giving cash. So he got angry because he wouldn't give me money. I gave him food instead. And if it had not been for these men, yes, these men were trained. I totally agree they were trained. The guy took him down. What was it? Was a firearms instructor, and good for him. The other guys, the other 5 men, I think was, they had 5 more men that were armed. Good for them. Firearms in the hand of a private individual, especially in a public place, can make the difference between life and death for many people. This guy could have killed at least another 6 or 8 people, at least. Who knows how many more? Before the cops showed up. If the cops had only been 5 minutes away, you can do a lot of shooting in 5 minutes. Please let that sink in. That's why I urge you, if at all possible, arm yourselves when you're out in public and keep something close to home if you need it. I do. I'm not ashamed of it. I do, and that's all there is to it, and I will continue to do so. About everyone in our church fellowship, not many of us, not many of us there, but everyone that comes is armed for this reason. Now, back to some more news. Return of the Rocket Man. Kim says shocking action coming will unveil new weapon. It's a new year with no breakthrough moment in U.S. North Korea nuclear talks. By the end of 2019, Kim is once again on the offensive. His first act of 2020 was to declare on Wednesday that his country is no longer bound by his prior good faith pledge to President Trump to halt major missile tests. Toward this end, he threateningly announced that Pyongyang will soon unveil the world's new strategic weapon. They'll unveil to the world a new strategic weapon. The world will witness a new strategic weapon to be possessed by the DPRK in the near future, Kim said, while addressing a four-day-long ruling party meeting. Further alarming is that he urged before party bosses shocking actual action to take the U.S. pay for the pains, to make them pay for the pains endured by this country under crippling Washington sanctions. One more time, read that again. Further alarming is that he urged before party bosses shocking actual action to make the U.S. pay for the pains endured by his country under crippling Washington sanctions. Another front. Another war. Matthew 24 sure is coming about, isn't it? Matthew 24 is really filling in very quickly here, folks. Wars and rumors of wars. Nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom. That's what's happening right now. Unbelievable. And U.S. consulate warns employees as gun battles rock Mexican border city. The United States consulate in the Mexico border town of Nuevo Laredo issued a security alert on Wednesday warning against gun battles and urging government employees to take precautions. Gun battles have killed at least three people this week in the northern city of bordering the Texas border of Laredo. Media have said it's one of the Mexican cities where the U.S. government has sent all the way out of time. My goodness, folks. But the whole world's exploding. I'm not just saying that. Prepare yourself spiritually, mentally and physically, folks. Do it. Call me at 800-375-4188. I'll see you next week. God bless.
Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.